This episode of the Hodgepodge Hotel is brought to you by Postum. Got those caffeine jitters? Fix them quick. The Mormon way, with the delicious taste of Postum. And Uncle Sam's original Wheatberry Flakes. It's that little touch of flaxseed that will keep you a regular customer.
Everybody bring a smile. Everybody stay a while. We have a happy place where you can dwell. I'll fix a formal tea. Come hunker down with me here at the Hot Pot Hotel.
Welcome, friends, to the Hodgepodge Hotel. I'm your host, Ms. Floribunda. This is Ferguson.
Hi.
The temp agency sent him my way due to the abrupt departure of Comstock. The draw of Ariana Grande is much greater than I assumed. Ferguson, tell me what you've done today.
Oh, you know.
I see. You do realize this is a hotel, don't you? This is going to be a long show.
Nothing like a professional. Join me for a drink. Next stop, the Loungabout.
Hello, what's your pleasure?
I was reading National Geographic today and learned that zebras are only found in Africa.
Then how can you explain the zoo?
I have no explanation.
You don't say.
My baby takes the morning train.
Your baby?
Yes, he works from 9 to 5.
Your baby? He holds a job and takes a train all by himself?
Yes, and then he takes another one home again to find me waiting for him.
What kind of parent are you? As I get older, I find it harder and harder to get out of bed in the morning.
Arthritis?
No, that's my brother, but I can understand the confusion.
I'll be there.
So, Ferguson, did you polish the silverware yet? Tonight, we are expecting a capacity dining room.
Yeah, it's fine.
Is it fine, or is it finished? Please explain.
Is it time to clock out yet?
Ferguson, we're not even halfway through this episode.
If you are curious what we're serving tonight, here's tonight's menu.
Good evening, friends. We're going to knock your socks off tonight with grape and pineapple cup to start. With orange sherbet. Followed by a cup of hot bean consommé. Who could resist? Your entree will be roast chicken with chestnut stuffing, sweet potato soufflé, and lima beans. For dessert, nugget mince pie with Dutch chocolate. Please enjoy.
Oh man, do I love chicken.
What about music?
Not so much.
Well, it's all inclusive here, so you might as well enjoy Mr. Kurt Nielsen on the main stage.
The sky is blue, boom, boom. The air is clear, boom, boom. The sun is out and you are out and I am looking for you. I gotta take the long way around, I gotta take the long way around. Need to turn on, boom, boom, the chair is warm, boom, boom, I flip the top and I have stopped my desperate looking for you, I gotta take the long way around, I gotta take the long way around, the chapter closed. The book was shut, boom, boom. The wind blew hard, it blew so hard, it took away the pages. I gotta take the long way around, I gotta take the long way around. Everything that but there are some things in her mind.
Are there any rooms available for a silly old fool?
Well, I don't see anybody silly or old, but I'm glad to see you, Comstock.
Floribunda, I acted impulsively.
This side of you, I've never seen it before.
Ariana Grande stirs something in me that I haven't felt in years. Not since young Debbie Gibson told me to shake my love.
So what does this mean, Comstock?
I want to come home again.
Are you going to just vanish when the next internationally famous pop star strolls through the door? Do you think Connie Selica would just walk off the job like that?
No, not Connie. She would have stayed the course. She's always right.
Could you get me out of here?
Going down, sir. Way down. To the basement of intrigue.
Everybody else has fallen asleep. Francis, it's almost 6 a.m. I have a feeling Mr. Davis is trying to avoid coming home.
This isn't like him. He's very predictable in his patterns. If he says he's coming home for a hot bath, well, he shows up without fail.
How long have you been working for Mr. Davis?
I grew up here. I replaced my mother, Opal Jenkins, who served the Davis family for 57 years.
What a fine woman she was.
Salt of the earth she was. Officer Tillis, I just don't understand what's going on here. I've never seen anything like this here before.
Your guess is as good as mine.
Oh, my word. I should have stopped at that second glass of Madeira.
A little matter. You haven't missed too much. Say, Francis, could you rustle up something nice for us to chew on?
And plenty of coffee, good and strong.
Come back soon now. Oh, ain't she a fine woman?
Well, Mr. Davis thought so too. You know, they were engaged for a while.
I beg your pardon?
Oh, you weren't aware?
Well, it looks like we have a new employee here at the Hodgepodge Hotel.
Your maitre d' and major domo at your service.
Comstock, it's good to have you back. We need you here more than you'll ever know.
I am where I belong. Never again shall I stray. Incidentally, what happened to my replacement?
Ferguson, he gave me his notice. He said he can't work at any establishment that doesn't have Wi-Fi, whatever that is.
Ha! Good riddance. Maybe he can work as a roadie. I know where there's an opening. Ha ha! Ha ha!
There is peace in the valley. We shall return next week, so please, make another reservation with us here at the Hodgepodge Hotel. We'll be waiting for you!
Featured on today's episode were Larry Stoy, Joan Moody, Charlie Smith, Robin Roth, and Mr. Kurt Nielsen. For more information about this and other wonderful shows, please visit MrKurtNielsen.com. That's MrKurtNielsen.com. Visit us on Twitter at HodgePodgePod.com or sponsor us at Patreon at patreon.com/Mr. Kurt Nielsen. This is a production of the NBS Network.